This podcast is brought to you by Microsoft Teams. When there's more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team.
Touchdown!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You like that?
Are you ready?
You like that?
I'll repeat it again here. If you're new to these parts, where the hell have you been? And I'll tell it to you again.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I got three words for you. You like that?
Earlier on the show, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians. Coming up from the new ABC drama Big Sky, actor Ryan Phillippe, plus Olympic gold medalist skier Lindsey Vonn. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yeah, we got a fun third hour for you right here on the show. We'll chat with our buddy Ryan Phillippe in about a minute's time. Lindsey Vonn will be joining us as well. And then you at 844-204-RICH. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We are going to take your phone calls here on this busy Tuesday. Chris Brockman, read our poll question out to those who might be joining our simulcast on Peacock, Sirius XM, and the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network. What do you got over there?
All right, everybody. It's the 78th birthday of Martin Scorsese. What is the best Scorsese movie from this century, 2000 on? Gangs of New York, The Aviator, Departed, or Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes, sir.
50% now, guys, The Departed.
Oh, my gosh.
32% Wolf of Wall Street.
And then The Aviator's getting no love, huh?
Aviator, no love. No, milk for The Aviator, 16%.
All right, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. There's a new show on ABC tonight from the creator of Big Little Lies and so much more. He's David E. Kelly. He's been the king of television for a long time. It airs tonight, 10 Eastern, on ABC every Tuesday night from here on out. It's called Big Sky, and it's about, from what I'm understanding, well, I don't want to front load it too much, so I'll ask my next guest if it is, in fact, what you look up at after the latest Philadelphia Eagles game does not go your way, and you're staring and looking at something, trying to think of something beautiful. Ryan Phillippe joining me here on the show. Is that what it's about, Ryan?
My friend, who I haven't spoken to in so long, wants to start off the conversation by just punching a sucker punch.
No!
Dude,
no!
Listen, it's been a year of frustration and futility among the many things that I've missed now from a societal sense when the Eagles actually used to put together a credible football team. This game against the Giants, you know, the lead up to it was Lane Johnson's coming back. We got Alshon Jeffrey on the field. Our first round pick, Jalen Reagor. They looked abysmal, just flat. And as an avid football watcher and fan, you can't, there are certain irrefutable fundamental things that if they are not fixed, you will not improve. And I see too many of those to like allow myself to be affected emotionally at this point.
See, this is the way I wanted to start it, Ryan, just to mix things up and say hello, by the way.
Hello.
But also, because I know you're probably doing a lot of interviews or tours to promote Big Sky, and can't really get your something off your chest about Wentz with, you know, Access Hollywood and things like that.
And also, it's let's be honest, it's fun for both you and your audience to hear a miserable fan of another franchise. We won't even get into the Jets.
Oh gosh!
I think the whole team has mono this season.
Well, there's a lot of O's, that's for sure, and it's under the W column, unfortunately. Or, as I said before, we've come so far. We've come so far, but we're also that much closer to Trevor Lawrence. That much closer.
Yeah.
Got to complete the job. Got to finish the job. And I think they are, Ryan, with the Sam's going to give it a whirl. No, well, we're just going to keep him out. We want to make sure he's 100% healthy before he returns. And hopefully he will not be 100% healthy for his sake and for the sake of the franchise, in my estimation. And I feel horrible saying that. I feel horrible saying that, but it's true.
I've arrived at the thank God for fantasy football portion of my season. You know, I still have moderate success in that realm. I have three teams. I went 3-0 this weekend, so I'm going to ride that high.
Well, before we get to that, though, Ryan Phillippe here on the Rich Eisen Show, let's not give up hope here because, as you know, purchased houses and rented places in your entire life of being an actor. Real estate is all about location, and the location that the Eagles are in is first place.
Yeah.
And the NFC East is first place. So there's not even part of you.
Yeah.
Like, as you know, when it's gearing up, Philadelphia at Cleveland this coming week, that this may be the moment where it actually does turn and they actually start playing like a division leader. You don't think there's not even that part of you?
Hey, right? At some point, someone's going to win the ugliest date contest, that's for sure. You know, somebody's got to come out of that trash heap and I guess represent the division. But, you know, I don't know. I'm so frustrated. I think the Giants are looking good. I think that,
yes,
that the way they move the ball and they've got some young defensive players that are starting to emerge, I don't think that it's a direct path for the Eagles, especially after what I've been seeing lately.
So, I mean, where do you stand in terms of the hot topic for Philadelphia Eagles fans? I've had several call in about at least giving Jalen Hurts a whirl. What's your 2 cents on that?
I think the offense needs a shot in the arm. I think the team in general needs a little bit of a wake up. And I think you see that sometimes, whether it's a definite and a change going forward, maybe it's that spark that lights a fire under certain parts of the team that are dormant right now. You know, look at the guy's a winner. Look at what he did in college. Look at the Heisman. Look at, you know, I'd like to see what he can do athletically instead of these little, you know, 2, 3, 4 plays a game, which is a lot of pressure to put on a rookie. Like, you know, I'll just thrust you in in this series. I'd like to see him have control for a few.
I guess so. You know, the problem is what happens if he's successful? You know, because Wentz is paid so much. That's kind of the issue.
Yeah.
Once you open that genie from the bottle, I guess it won't matter if you're winning games. I guess it won't matter.
No, it won't. But there are some hefty financial considerations to be paid, sure.
Did you see Foles last night, too? I mean, that's got to hurt you, too, as somebody who must love the guy for various reasons and obvious reasons. But that was pretty brutal last night. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not working out for him up there, you know, and every Philly fan wants the best for Foles. We were even dreaming of a potential playoff matchup with the Bears and Eagles and having Wentz versus Foles. I do not think that's in the cards really for anybody.
So what about your fantasy team? Let's hit that, Ryan. What do you got for
me? I've got three. I have one with my Delaware guys I grew up with. I've got an LA league that has some crazies in it, like Bob Menery is in that one, and he's actually awful. He's awful. I don't think he has a win this season.
Just hold on a second. Menery is the Jets of your fantasy football league?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying me?
You can quote me on that. Yeah.
I mean, I would use the four letters, an acronym that he uses on his show, but even that might be too racy for this. That's what he is of his fantasy league?
He is, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, like, it's like I play him this coming week, and I just know it's an automatic win. He's had Saquon Barkley in the entire season. He's just an idiot.
Hold on a second. Bob Menery is one of those guys in the fantasy league that doesn't even touch his lineup. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, in this particular league, yes, that is the case. That is 100% the case.
Oh, my word.
You got to get at him.
I think we are right now, to be honest with you, Ryan. Okay, so you've got a win in that league coming up this week.
Yeah.
And then, so you're Delaware boys. I love that. So you're still tight with the people you grew up with back in
the great
state of Delaware.
Yeah, my best friend from high school, or two or three of my best friends from high school, and this other kid I've known since fifth grade. And so I'm in a league with all of them. And when they brought me in, they thought I was going to be a patsy. You know, the L.A. guy, Hollywood, not going to know his sports. And,
please,
you know, they're all, you know, contractors and, you know, blue-collar jobs. And I've won the league, you know, 3 out of the last 5 years.
Look at you, you elitist, you. So who's the third? What's the third league that you're in? What's the third?
The third league is a Colorado league. So my assistant is from Colorado, and they somebody dropped out, and he asked me to become a part of that.
Okay. All right.
I'm in contention in all three, which is hard to do. I'm in playoff. I'm in the pit playoff picture in all three.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot, Ryan, because I'm in multiple leagues as well, and there's one that I want to win more than the other. Which is the one that you want to win more than any of them?
Delaware one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back home. And what are your team names? What are your team names?
One of them is the COVID-16.
Okay. Okay.
One of them is called Bench Points, because years ago I tied with a guy And then looked in the, I had an L, and I'm like, I asked the commissioner, why did I have an L? And he goes, because we went to bench point.
Oh, that's
I'm
weak.
Like, what the? You
that's
can't.
Weak. That's weak.
You know, the bench is strategy. You can't penalize me for the bench. Anyway, so that I changed my team name to bench point.
Excellent. That's an excellent way of protesting. And then the third one is what?
The third one is, damn it, I'll have to look it up.
See, that's the league you don't want to win. I understand. We've come up with some neat ones lately. The last one was Cam's Suede Fez, right, Chris? That's the one we came up with recently because he showed up with his...
Yeah, Cam's Suede Fez.
Yeah, he showed up with a Suede Fez after the game this week. Did that Hail Mary, the Hail Murray, affect you in any way this past week?
Yeah, because I have Kyler. He starts me in one of my leagues.
He's amazing. What a fantasy player he is. What an absolute joy.
My third team's name is The Pounding. You know Jesse Ventura, the wrestler?
Of course, the mind. The body.
Know, the Pounding. The Pounding. Okay. There's this soundbite of him saying The Pounding, and so that's one of my other team names.
Ryan Phillippe here on The Rich Eisen Show. Okay, now let's get to what Big Sky really is about.
Yes, sir.
I give you the floor because it looks awful juicy. The promos have been all over Monday Night Football, and ABC, it debuts tonight at 10 Eastern time. I give you the floor on it.
Yeah, after your favorite show, The Bachelorette, it comes on.
Hey, that's Brockman. That's Brockman. That's his guilty pleasure.
I'm all over it,
He's
Ryan.
All over it.
I've been seeing your promos for 2 months, and I'm so in on this guy.
He's
so in.
It's an awesome show, in all honesty. David E. Kelly, his track record speaks for itself. Picket Fences, Ally McBeal, Big Little Lies, all of that. But this... it's sort of new territory for him because it's a mystery thriller. It's each episode's going to end in a cliffhanger. It's got twists and turns not typically expected of network television. Tremendous cast, really, really awesome writing, and Montana itself becomes a character within the show. The notion of these wide open spaces mm-hmm. where anything can be lurking and. At the outset, my character is trying to find out what's happened to these two girls that have gone missing. My son's girlfriend never shows up, and so I go out looking for them, and along with my estranged ex-wife and current girlfriend, we're going to try to uncover this potential trafficking situation.
It does look a little bit, just based on the promos, a little Twin Peaks-ish, a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely.
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's got elements of dark humor and that quirkiness that you can relate to, like David Lynch. It's cool to see David E. Kelly go that direction.
You know what? I mean, talk about being at something with David E. Kelly. That is that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that is, I mean, you want to talk about it. You went down some of his list right there. He's a television god, that guy, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and amazing how he still, like, he still writes the scripts himself. I mean, mm-hmm. he's got, I imagine, a writer's room if he needs to lean on it, but the guy takes a maturity, and he cranks out these scripts at his age and after being in this business as long as he has.
Right.
And there's such high quality, you know, there's no burnout obvious with this man. You know, he's still bringing the heat.
And that's, again, Big Sky that premieres tonight, 10 Eastern on ABC. All right, man. Look, I didn't mean to, you know, say, you know, have you at hello with some shots fired, but
it's all up.
You know what I mean? I figured that would be a great way to start things off. 3-5-1 is not what you wanted.
are you kidding?
But I mean, you got to like what you see in the rest of the division.
yeah, that's true.
And at least it's better than the Dallas Cowboys, right? I mean, deep down, that's also what's the most important thing, right?
Yeah, beat Dallas forever. Yeah.
Brian, I appreciate the call, man. Great catching up with you.
Care, Rich.
Let's do this again soon. Let's do this again when the Eagles are hosting the Bucks in the playoffs, first round. How does that sound?
There we go.
You know, we'll do that. You take
care
of yourself,
bud.
You take care of yourself. That's Ryan Phillippe. You got it. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram at those addresses and Big Skies tonight.
Blow the heart.
In the Cowboys' direction. Mike in Philadelphia, let's get you on here. Let's just have one big Philadelphia Eagles angst segment before we get to Lindsey Vonn.
Okay, does that mean, Rich, it's the blind guy Mike from PA?
I know who you are. What's going on?
Yes, Does that mean that if the Eagles play? Do you happen to play the Bucks? We won't have to practice at night, will we? I mean, she's.
You heard that from Arians, right? I mean, hey, yeah. Look, I have a feeling though that will not be a primetime game for you. Although Brady might put it in primetime. You never know. That's the whole point of this thing is that all you got to do is just win this division. You got a home playoff game, and then take your shot. That's basically the way.
I made a point on Facebook the other night after the checking out that game, that Sunday night game. It was like the integrity of the competition with this is like a crime, because if you get a 500 record, or if you go sub 500 and you win a division,
right?
There should be some sort of they should have make an adjustment. The league should make some type of adjustment, saying, "Hey, look, if it's
that'll never
this
happen.
Way." You should have to play away.
It will just never.
Rich, I have one more thing
sure.
to do.
Yep.
And I tweeted you this last night. I don't know if you got it, but I don't know if you know who this person is, but get ready for this one.
Okay. Sure.
All right. So here we go. 3, 2, 1. Go to DuluthTrading.com for your more underwear. And the more you buy DuluthTrading.com, when you fit into that underwear, you will sit and listen to the Rich Eisen show on Peacock and not get his coffee for him.
Thank you, Mike from Pennsylvania, everybody. There you go. Appreciate that. Thank you for the call. That's the that's one of the voices on commercials, right? Did we hear that? I forget which one.
The underwear.
Oh, got it. Okay, very good. No, by the way, the league will never do that. They will always. Last night, Zan and I are sitting there. Okay, they showed the playoff picture last night. Again, the way they do it is real. It was very confusing. They had the Packers above the top because they were number one, and it went over the division column and the wild card column, and then they had, of course, the in the hunt column right here on the Rich Eisen show. I honestly do not know. I still have not found out. I've asked everybody in the league, do you, as the league, tell your television partners it must say in the hunt for anybody that's not in the playoff spots, division or wild card?
I always look for sniffing it,
They don't do it. Here we're saying sniffing it, and again, the it is the playoffs.
Absolutely.
So Zan was confused. He's like, why aren't the Buccaneers number 3 overall?
Great question.
12-year-old trying to figure out his way in the world? And I said, because the Saints are better at 7-2. That's why. And he didn't understand. I didn't understand what he was asking, because the way it was, the Bucs were over on this middle column, and he saw a 3-5-1 team up there.
Right.
I paused it. Literally had to take 2 minutes to explain to a 12-year-old that 3-5-1 is better than 7-3. That happened last night.
It's hard to.
That happened last night. And I explained to him that division winners get a home game.
Right.
And then, you know, and that's the way it works in the NFL. And the reason why the Bucs are not in first is 7-3 is worse than 7-2. And he goes, now I get it. But 7-3 isn't better than 3-5-1. I'm like, in a way, but in your math homework, that's not the way it goes. Literally had to explain that. It is crazy. It is nutty. And I'll tell you what, your Dallas Cowboys, man, for your higher register on Friday,
running the table.
I don't know about running the table, but Philadelphia's next few games, as we just saw right there, at Cleveland. That's a 6-3 team. In
7.
Okay.
Wins.
Then Seattle on a Monday night.
L.
Then at Green Bay.
L.
Then home for New Orleans.
L.
And then at Arizona.
See
Look
ya.
Out below. That game against Dallas in week 16, you've got a shot, man. And say what you want. So does Washington.
Guys, the Giants are winning that division. The Giants
are playing the best football out of all four of them.
False.
Absolutely.
Consistently.
Stop it, TJ. Just stop.
False.
Stop.
This is why Stephen A. Smith needs to come back on the show. Yeah.
This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted out of me.
Let's take a break so we'll be relatively on time for Lindsey Vonn. When she joins us, we'll talk about her new series, The Pack. Oh, when I could talk about dogs in the show, I will take my shot. And Lindsey Vonn will join us next on The Rich Eisen Show. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. With Together Mode, you can bring everyone together in one space in the same virtual room. You can bring the power of true collaboration to your projects with Whiteboard, drawing, sharing, and building ideas in real time, all on the same page. And with Large Gallery View, you can see more of your team all at once with up to 49 people on screen, all at the same time. You can even raise your hand virtually so everyone can be seen and heard. When there are more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams. Store is open. Go to RichEisenStore.com. Be the first on your block with one of these babies. T-shirts, both long and, of course, short sleeve in white or heather gray. We've got hats, people. And, of course, start your day with a cup of Joe and a Rich Eisen Show coffee mug. Go to RichEisenStore.com and shop your head off right now. Okay, we're back here on our Peacock stream. Our radio audience is going to be rejoining us in a matter of seconds. Chris, you know I love hosting shows, right? I love hosting shows.
Rich, that's what you were born to do.
I was born
to
host shows. I was also born to host game shows, right?
Giveaway
cash and prizes. Competition shows, right? I tried that once.
Were you big borrow and deal also?
I did that a long time ago.
Yeah.
I did that a long time ago. If I could. And I say this with all certainty, and I say this with all sincerity. If I could, back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, if I could host a show involving dogs, I would do it in a heartbeat. Dogs are some of the greatest creatures on planet Earth. I even like, I'll be honest, and I'm a happy guy. I think I'm a nice guy, right? I think so.
You're all right.
I'm an avuncular guy. Look that up. Big word alert.
Whoa.
Big word alert.
I like some dogs better than some people.
Fact.
I mean, I think most people do.
Yeah. So, obviously, Lindsey Vonn has a lot going on in her life, and I'm sure has tons of opportunities. And I can't wait to watch this show. New series on September 20th on Prime Video called The Pack. November 20th. What did I say? I said a different name. All 10 episodes are going to be available coming up this Friday. It features 12 teams of dogs and their humans on an epic adventure across multiple continents. And she co-hosts the show with Lucy, her dog. Lindsey Vonn here on The Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Lindsey?
Hey, Rich. I'm good. How are you?
This is awesome. This is great. Look at you with dogs. I mean, this is the absolute greatest. How did this one come about for you, Lindsey, this show?
Well, actually, Amazon contacted me, and similar to what you just said, they're like, do you want to host a show with your dog, Lucy, and other dogs? And I'm like, yes, I do. It was pretty much the perfect scenario for me. I was just, excited to be able to have a new challenge after my skiing career, and it was perfect timing. And, obviously, Lucy loves to travel. She's been around the world with me. She's been to Korea, to the Olympics, and so just was pretty much the perfect scenario.
What type of dog is Lucy? Where is she?
Lucy's a King Charles Cavalier, also a stray diva.
What do you mean?
Stray diva.
What do you mean by that?
When we walk into an airplane, like the first class seat she sees, like that's her seat.
Okay.
I have to, like, no, Lucy, like we're a little bit farther back. She, on the show, for example, she had like three people taking care of her. She literally had someone like with a fan, someone with her food, someone carrying her. What? And I'm like, you guys, like, I can't go back to real life after this. Like, Lucy is not going to accept anything but the highest standard. So you're screwing me here.
So you're not aware, Lindsey, that Lucy had a rider in her contract that this is all this is all mandated contractually. This sort of behavior is a must.
She actually does have a rider, and it says that, like, she needs to have like first class travel. It's hilarious.
Come on.
The whole thing is just No, it's nice. I can't even. I wish I was kidding. It's too funny. But yeah, again, she was a diva before this show, and now, you know, it's going to be difficult to keep her little paws on the ground after this.
Oh, how many takes did she need? Multiple takes to do some scenes, Lindsay, or how was she to work with professionally? Your
own dog. Sometimes she was snoring, so you know that obviously killed the vibe. But most of the time, she likes being the center of attention. So anytime the camera is actually on, she perks up and is like, right, you know, ready to go. So she's pretty perfect. I mean, I should be careful because she's going to take my job here pretty soon.
Look out. Lindsay Vonn here on the Rich Eisen Show. What is the show? What is the competition actually about show?
It's a global competition show. So we travel around the world, and in each country, the dogs and their partners have different challenges. And it's pretty incredible because, you know, some of the dogs are, well, actually all of them are just, you know, normal dogs that, you know, a family with kids has. You know, a Duchess is a black lab and just your typical black lab, but, you know, they're put in these situations and they're, you know, they had a 3-month orientation and they can do some pretty incredible things. And I can tell you for 100% certainty that Lucy and I would have failed miserably at all of these challenges. But the dogs on the show are truly incredible. And, you know, at every different country, we had different challenges. And, you know, I thought that, you know, the dogs couldn't get smarter, but I was wrong every time they improved. And it was cool to see.
I love it. Looks like a lot of rescues, too, part of the crew here.
Yes.
You know, I love that.
There were a lot. And we also had a huge charity component. In each country, we donated medical supplies or money or infrastructure to different charitable organizations. So that was a big thing for me. And I think one of the most rewarding parts of the show was that. And then also the winner gives $250,000 to the charity of their choice. So pretty amazing show. From the charity perspective.
And it premieres this Friday. All 10 episodes will be available this Friday. The Amazon original series, The Pack, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So when was the last time you were on skis at all, like recreationally or anything? How often do you do that?
Actually, for the show, we went to Switzerland.
Okay.
That was the last time I was on skis. But, you know, it's still pretty painful. You know, I haven't really found a way to ski without pain yet. I kind of thought after I retired it would be a little bit easier, but it's not. So I'm just kind of looking to ski with my family this year, maybe get a couple days in, and hopefully it's not as bad. But I'm not going to be no comebacks anytime soon, that's for sure.
No, my wife has been trying to get me on skis for years because my kids have been skiing since pretty much birth. My wife is expert at it. She's terrific at it. Like she can take videos. She can take
that's
videos
awesome.
Of my kids skiing backwards. You know what I'm saying? And here
yeah,
I am
I
at
got
age.
You on that.
No, I'll be honest. Here I am at age 51. I have trouble stopping, Lindsay. You know what I mean? I have trouble, like, you know, I'm doing the pizza right down a mountain. You know,
why do you need to stop?
Well, it does seem to me when you're down heading towards the bottom of the mountain, you know, at some point there must be some stopping. And
eventually, yes, you're right.
I might have actually told you this when we were in a break during some of the shooting for Shark Week, as we were sitting together a couple of years ago shooting some of that Shark Week stuff. I'm better at the après-ski, much, much better at that, you know.
You know, I'm really getting the swing of that as well. I think that's a much better route to take for both of us.
So what is your après ski of choice? What is that?
Hot toddies are great.
Okay.
You know, it's always going to brighten your day, no matter what. You're cold. I'm always cold, so,
right.
You know, and I hate the cold. So that's really the perfect drink of choice for me.
No, I hear you, but what if
And then once you get tired, then you go for...
Yeah.
The Red Bull vodkas after that.
Right. See, now this is what we're talking about here. See, I don't ever go outside. So I go straight for the smoothie to start. I'll be very honest. And then I do the red wine. I go right to the red wine because it's 5 o'clock somewhere. That's pretty much what I do.
But you should have glue vine instead. The red wine will make you tired. So I'd go for the glue vine at least to keep you warm.
Okay, go for the what? Oh, the hot wine. I've never heard. This hot.
Oh. It's a European drink, and I don't know if they have it in the U.S. I guess they should, but it's basically a hot wine, and they put like a little bit of like sugar and spice to it, and everyone in Europe has it all winter long. It's probably the best thing ever made.
Oh my god!
But yeah, you can make it if you go online. You can definitely find out how to make it. Just heat it up. Put some, I think it's like orange slice in it, and some sugar and spice and everything nice.
Look
and
at you stepping up my après ski game. Look at this. I got to go on vacation.
Yeah, no, you
got
to really step it up.
I don't know when the hell I'm going to do that.
Stick with me, Rich.
Okay,
I won't do you wrong.
I will do that. One last thing, too, is when people ask you to take a selfie, do you remember any of them if somebody tells you, you know, hey, we took a selfie, or are you just kind about it? I mean, what's your the reason why I ask you is my audio executive sound engineer here has taken a selfie with you. Would you remember if the circumstances were brought up, Lindsay, or no?
I can't say. I don't know. If I saw his face, I probably remember him. But
okay.
I mean, it's kind of like I remember specific moments, like,
okay,
you know, when I was a kid, like meeting Peekaboo Street, or like if I, you know, I'm doing something major. Otherwise, you know, if it's a crowd of people, I'm doing selfies. Probably not.
All right. So it was the L.A. Coliseum Rams game. When was this, Mike?
First year of the Rams, first game.
Yeah, about three years ago.
Yeah, I do remember. I remember.
Well done.
Lindsay's
just.
I actually do.
She's a member of society. She knows how to handle these situations.
I only took like one picture that day, and it was with him. So I do remember.
Mike.
Good job.
That's very special.
Yep.
Well,
there you go.
Actually, we do have somebody on this show who knows you very well. TJ Jefferson is our
TJ.
Social media grand maester. TJ, say hello to your friend.
What up, Hobie?
TJ, what's up, homie? How you been?
Oh, life is good. I can't complain. I was thinking about Lindsay and one of the things about her,
yes,
like just to show you the incredible athlete she is.
Yes.
Back in like 2012,
yeah,
the Heat Thunder NBA Finals, she would have people over to her house in Hollywood to watch the games.
Yeah.
So I would stop over, watch the games with her. And the one thing I remember is she had a stationary bike in her living room, and she would start riding the bike. Yeah. At tip-off, and she would ride this bike for 48 minutes of basketball, hour and a half in real time.
Right.
And I would just sit there and watch her. I'm like, that's what it takes to become an Olympian right
there. Is this true,
Lindsay? Like, just on the bike straight through the whole games.
I mean, you got to be committed, you know? But I also was committed to watching the basketball games. So, you know, it's a two-for-one deal.
It was great. How you doing?
But yes, I definitely spent many hours on the bike, and TJ can attest to that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You guys go way back. Lindsay, TJ is, I call him, and this is the ultimate respect, the Forrest Gump of this show. Like, he literally has met everybody. He is floating through life. He's literally met everybody. Every single person.
Oh, yeah.
And you're one of them.
100%. That's very accurate.
People like me, Rich.
I've known him for a long time. He's always around, you know. It's like TJ's always there. He knows everybody. He knows everything. It's kind of unbelievable, to be honest with you.
Really quick, how we actually met. I had a few friends that met her at the Kentucky Derby one year.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Luke and Lindsay came to this bar, La Poubelle, I was hanging out with.
Sure, in LA.
Introduces me to Lindsay, and then Luke's like, well, I got to go meet my girlfriend, but this is TJ. He's cool. And he leaves us there, and me and her just start chopping it up at La Poubelle, and that's how Lindsay and I became friends, because our friend left her.
Fantastic.
I mean, it's a good thing you were a nice guy, TJ, because that could have been a really bad night.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Hey, Lindsay, it's great to talk with you. And congrats on this. I can't wait to see it coming out on Friday.
Thank you.
Some dogs and the globe and raising money for charity and seeing a fun competition involving dogs. Awesome. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you, TJ.
You too, Lindsay.
Okay, that's Lindsay Vaughn at Lindsay Vaughn on Twitter and Instagram right here on The Rich Eisen Show. All right, Chris, so I did Shark Week with Lindsay, and
yep,
TJ hung at La Poubelle, and
Mike got a selfie.
You're on the outside looking in.
Wow.
Never met Lindsey Vonn. But you were getting in my ear. You've had the hotline?
Oh, yeah. So the last 2 years, Sarah and I have gone to Europe for over Christmas.
Yeah.
And she's dead on. Obviously, she spent a lot of time in Europe.
She's
the hot wine in Europe. You go to these little Christmas markets in, you know, Germany and Austria and even France. And it's like the orange slice, a little bit of spice in there. The hot wine, you just obviously it's winter. It's cold over there.
Yes, right.
And you just kind of drink it while you're walking around these little markets. Can't recommend it enough.
There you go.
How's it different from a hot toddy then?
I have no idea.
I've never had a hot toddy either.
Yeah, I don't know what's in a hot toddy.
I've never had it. Honestly, I sit by the fire. I have a red wine, man. That's what I have.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I do. And I don't care if it's cold outside because I really don't go skiing all that much. But I have to do it a lot more because my kids love it. Susie's great at it. And it is something if you're able to do as a family. It seems pretty neat. Yeah.
A hot toddy is either a hot brandy or whiskey. This is just wine.
The hot wine.
Right.
Yeah.
We should do like a, you know, a dog competition ourselves somehow, somewhere. I got to figure it out.
Well, you and I are the only one with dogs.
No, I know, but we have to figure maybe do something like with our fan base.
Like Rich Eisen Show dog.
Yeah, like send us your dog and fandom or something. I would love to do that and raise money for rescue, dog rescue. Adopt,
dogs
don't shop.
Jerseys.
You know, figure something out.
Let's
I would love it. Remember one year we thought
you do dogs in your Christmas card or something?
When we first started, we had an idea of putting two bowls of kibble on the floor and having a dog choose which football team was going to win.
Right.
Like one bowl would be the Bucks, the other bowl would be the Rams. Who wins Monday Night Football and whichever?
It's a great idea. It's still a great idea. You'd probably be about as good as Sneaky Good Games.
50%. Better than a coin flip, everybody.
If you can flip one.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. All right, we'll set up the rest of the week, finish up this Tuesday show. It's the NBA draft is tomorrow. We've got some fun guests in store. I'll reveal them when we come back here on the Rich Eisen Show on Peacock, taking you to Brother from Another at the top of this hour with Michael Holly and Michael Smith. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in one space with a new virtual room. Collaborate live. Drawing, sharing, and building ideas with everyone on the same page. And make sure more of your team is seen and heard with up to 49 people on screen at once. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams. Back here on our Peacock stream, our radio audience will be joining us in a matter of moments here on the show. So Lindsey Vonn, do you think she remembered him? No way.
Well, if she said she only took one picture that day, that was a big day. That was the Rams' first game at the Coliseum back in Los Angeles. Remember that was
it's a day to remember.
That was in 2016.
Okay.
And you know, Mike.
So
was
was that the regular season or when the Cowboys came in for the preseason game?
No, this was the first game.
So it was the Cowboys preseason game.
Yes.
Then?
No. The first of the season, I believe. April. Oh, hang on. August 6th, the picture.
Why don't you just look at the date?
August 6th is August the preseason.
August 13th is the preseason.
Yeah, so that's the Cowboys. That was they had 100,000 people at that game.
Right.
I saw Del Tufo at that game.
Right.
Yes.
And so Mike was walking around the field. I actually think she probably, that was legit. I think she remembered it.
We chatted for a second. I mean, I you know me, I schmooze up when I take a selfie. I'm not like.
Me?
I
schmoozed and got my selfie with Scorsese. Oh.
Well, that was basically entrapment. What you did
back blocked. Here on the Rich Eisen Show.
You blocked. It was legal.
Uh-huh.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime moment, Rich. You had to do it.
I did.
You had to do it.
I know. I've got the photograph to prove it. But Lindsey Vonn said that she remembered Mike, and I think maybe she did.
I kind of think so, too.
If I went to one football game,
right,
that was as memorable as it was because of the fact that the Rams had just returned.
Yeah, for sure.
I think she liked my Twitter post. I wish I could find it. Because I put it up on Twitter. It's like way back. I can't search.
She's just a nice person.
She is. She was awesome. That's why TJ, I mean, they're friends. We talk.
Yep. Okay. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Grant in South Carolina, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Grant?
How's it going, Rich?
What's going on?
I had the pleasure to meet a legend this past weekend. I wanted to see if you guys think it was to the tier of a Scorsese, if you will. Met Gary Player on Saturday after he did the honorary starts on Thursday at Augusta.
Where'd you see him?
Palmetto Golf Club in Aiken, South Carolina.
Okay, and so you took a photo.
He came over and played on Saturday morning, so showed up to play golf Saturday and got completely surprised with a legend that day.
That Gary Player. And so you just took a quick selfie with him, huh?
Had no shame. COVID, no matter what, still went right up to him at the range, said, "Mr. Player, can I get a photo?" And was everything you would expect him to be, nice as can be, gave me a big hug, embraced me. Just everything you would expect from that kind of guy.
And his swing looks great, right? He's 80 something, and he's
85 years old and more, and definitely fitter than I am.
Wow,
that's awesome!
Thanks for the call, man. You good for you, by the way. Good for you. Good for you to get that selfie.
That's great. That's also one of the more hilarious sports photos of Gary Player standing next to Yao Ming on a golf course. Have you seen that one?
No. I heard that he's
like
the most,
twice his size.
That he's traveled. He's got the most air miles of any human being on the planet.
Gary Player?
Yes. That he's flown all over the world.
Wow.
Playing golf, and that he's flown more than any other human being in the world. I don't know how you come up with that metric or how you figure that out. But that's what I read. Gary Player, I mean, that.
I'll post the Gary Player Yao Ming photo.
It's Jack and Gary Player. Those are the two guys who are greatest players alive, right?
But Chris, anyone standing next to Yao Ming is going to look weird.
Yes, but Gary Player is also like 5'6", so it's kind of funny.
Adam in El Segundo, California. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. Is this our call screener? Is this
Rich? Rich, I have a last event.
Okay.
I'm calling from so far away, and I need to talk to you.
Right, no
last
problem.
Last night. As a Bears fan, it was one of the biggest disasters I've ever seen. And that's saying a lot coming from a Bears fan. I have to start out with this. The 85 Bears were the worst thing to ever happen to the franchise, to the future of the franchise, because we've been resting on the laurels of that team ever since. There's no sense of urgency. It's Dick of this, Richard Dent that. Let me read you these numbers, Rich.
Okay.
Last night, the Bears had 149 total yards. The Vikings were allowing 412 yards a game. The Bears had 1.4 yards per play in the second half, 32 total yards in the second half. It's been Groundhog Day for the Bears offense the last 30 years. Dick Geron, Dave Wamsteadt, John Fox, it doesn't change. We're in offensive purgatory. I don't know what we did to the football gods. We are wasting a championship-level defense, the prime of Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, Kyle Fuller. Here's the bottom line. Ryan Pace needs to go. He mortgaged the future for Mitch Trubisky, and I get why he didn't draft Patrick Mahomes. Nobody thought he'd be that good, but he mortgaged the future, and he did not draft Watson, and it failed. And the offensive line is terrible. The quarterback situation is terrible. I'm frustrated, Rich. I don't know if you ever heard me this frustrated.
I haven't, Adam. I got to be honest with you. It's a little bit troubling. To hear you so troubled.
I do want to end on a positive note, though, Rich.
Okay.
Mike Del Tufo, along with myself and TJ, we all ordered a Lou Malnati's deep dish pizza the other day.
Okay.
We're all going to split the cost. And Mike Del Tufo yesterday told me that he was going to pay for the entire pizzas for everybody.
Is that
the
right?
Entire cost is for Mike Del Tufo.
When are they coming?
They're already here.
Are they here, like, today?
No.
They
came last week.
Well, how am I on the pay no mind list? How is this good news? You had Lou Malnati's pizza here and didn't give me...
We didn't eat it here. We took it home.
Hold on a second.
They got shipped here frozen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now then, two things, Adam. I'd give you a bro hug, but you're really just literally around the corner. That's what makes this thing so special that I think, you know, I'm just going to say this. I think you are the first human being who's a call screener in the history of a format of a show like this to call into his own show to complain about his team. I think that's what the Bears do to people. That's what the Bears. Did you screen yourself, though, before calling?
Did.
Okay.
Adam and I wrote the location is the back.
I did see that now. That's right. And you wrote down in the comments section, Bears are a disaster, ! Well done, Adam. So you did your job as well as vented on behalf of Bears fans. So thank you. And I'll see you in a few minutes. Thanks for the call. He also provided some content and some awkwardness. Let me get this straight. Let me get this straight.
I can't breathe.
Here it comes.
People on this show. People on this show in this room decided, let's order Lou Malnati's pizza from Chicago. Have it sent here. Let me walk through this step by step.
Went to my house.
It went to the condo in Redondo.
To Los Angeles.
Yeah,
you decided to do that. Was it based on the pizza conversation we had a couple of weeks ago that fork and knife, people
Explain.
Who eat pizzas with forks and knives are animal and should be thrown in jail and lock away the key, certainly if it's New York pizza?
No, I'll speak for Mike here.
Thank you.
No, this has actually been something that's been being discussed about after show, after kind of everyone else leaves. For months.
Okay.
And I've kept.
And Mike just kept like, oh, well, no, I forgot. You know how Mike is. Like, oh, I'll order it.
Right.
And then never orders it.
Right.
And then I was.
And so then finally, last week or the week before.
Right.
You know, a figurative gun was put to Mike's head to finally order it.
Okay.
We forced them.
And he
they
did.
Forced
him.
And you did it.
And I did it.
And it arrived.
It arrived.
And it arrived.
Safely in Southern California.
Yes.
At your house.
To his house.
At my house.
At your house.
Okay. We unboxed it here.
One box almost didn't make it. I was really worried.
Oh, my gosh. That would have been terrible for you.
I was very.
So the pizza arrives in Southern California at your place.
It was sitting here during a show.
Right there.
Yeah. Behind me.
Oh, so you brought it in. To this show.
We unboxed it.
We unboxed it on the green.
No kidding.
Yeah, we have a video.
And
DJ just
who enjoyed the Del Tufo largesse?
I haven't eaten any of mine.
Okay.
TJ, have you had one of yours?
Yes, because he texted a photograph of some pizza with a fork and a knife that looked like Chicago-style pizza, and I didn't even think twice that might have actually been pizza that was arriving here based on Del Tufo's largesse, and that I didn't get any. How does that happen? On all honesty, did nobody at any point in time say to each other,
ooh, Mr. Cotta,
should we include Rich?
Mr. Cotta.
Yes, TJ Jefferson.
I will say this,
yes.
Rich.
Yes.
Now, you do leave after the show's over, but hey, man, whatever. We hang out a little bit. I did happen to say, what about Don and Rich?
Oh, so Don didn't get any either.
No, so Don's probably fuming back there also.
I did bring that up.
Don didn't get any either.
Liz knew. Liz.
Do not include Liz.
Liz did know, though.
Liz knew.
So what? It's not her role in any way, shape, or form here other than to make sure that people like Lindsey Vonn and Ryan Phillippe call in, and she does her job with the utmost of professionalism.
We're just saying
the last thing she should
people.
Do is be drawn into your idiocy and say, Rich should get this. She is blameless in this.
I was the one who brought you up.
Nobody's laughing and saying sorry right now.
Well, to quote Demi Lovato, sorry.
Not
I'm
sorry.
Not sorry.
Rich, I'll bring
two
you a pizza.
Pizzas?
I will. Oh no, we got three.
We got three. Pizzas.
Each. So you're saying I could bring this home to my children? Are you saying each one of you got three pizzas from Lou Malnati's? Each one, you Brockman, have three pizzas from Chicago.
Well, I have two now.
You have three pizzas from Chicago.
I had three pizzas.
Right,
Del Tufo. You bought, so, and Adam got three pizzas. Right. Mike, you bought 12? You bought a dozen pizzas?
Yeah, because the more you buy, the discount.
Yeah, there was a deal.
Now, I'm not going to lie. If we added three more, they would have been full price. So, in theory, we kept the number at four.
I am a very reasonable individual. I'm a very reasonable individual.
But hold on.
I'm a very reasonable individual.
As you like to
Let
say
me
to me,
say it one
you
more
are
time.
Aware the internet exists in front of you that you could order them also.
No, but I mean, I get Rich's point here.
You do?
We should have asked.
It's a group thing.
I'm with you, Rich. So, Rich, here's what I'm going to do. I'll make you ziti. There you go.
He's going to give you something you don't want and didn't ask
well,
for.
Well, we always want ziti.
To make up for.
Let me.
I feel bad because I have that heart.
Let me be brutally honest here.
Rich is. What's Rich doing?
Let me be brutally honest here. I have to collect my thoughts.
this is fantastic.
I'm just going to be brutally honest here,
because I want to settle all family business here.
I'm turning my mic.
Okay. I want to settle all family business here. Remember how I started the show by saying that the clear eye test, forget about just watching the Bears offense, the clear eye test as to how bad the Bears offense was when Mike Zimmer totally ripped his special teams coordinator a new one because they kicked to Cordarrelle Patterson. And that showed you that Zimmer knew that he had the Bears offense right where he wanted him all night. And this let them potentially win the game, that he treated him like a Pez dispenser, like ripped his head off and then put
that.
Something in there. Okay. I feel like I want to do that to everybody in front of me right now, but I'm going to remain calm. I'm going to remain calm. You.
Me?
Yes, you.
Okay, before you start, remember,
TJ
I'm
Jefferson,
the one who was like,
you. You say part of the reason why I was put on the pay no mind list is because I leave here, okay? I leave here.
Uh-oh.
Like, as if I'm not one of the first here and one of the last to leave, figuratively, if not literally. Part of the reason why I do leave here, like, say, today, is I've got another gig that I got to go to.
I know.
Okay. So I'm not just running out of here because I have, you know,
nothing
had
to do.
Enough.
It
okay.
Wasn't posted.
So, so, and then Brockman.
What did I do?
For you to sit
I've
here and say the
time.
Internet works for
well,
me.
Well, you're just like, well, here, you tried to guilt us by being like, I could have brought it home to my kids.
No.
You could also order it any time for your kids.
I understand that.
I'm just saying.
But when you all get together and say we're doing something and then I am not involved, and then you tell me that not only did you get for all of yourselves and he paid for it, but that you have an absurd copious amount of it.
Had.
Thank you.
I'm dying.
And me, on behalf of Don Bowie, what is your major malfunction? Honestly.
Like I said, I'm the one who
I don't
said
want
what
Yazidi.
About those
I don't
two.
Want Yazidi, and my children don't want Yazidi. You could take Yazidi and stuff it.
I want
all right,
ZD, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, can you make stuff
yeah,
ZD and bring
ZD?
It in? Yeah, just stuff the ZD and bring it in.
I can't believe it. I feel like I've been I don't know your people anymore.
I will say, Rich, you know, we're trying to help you by not having
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the calories
yeah,
and the carbs.
Thank
and
you.
You
got to run 40 soon.
You got to run. You got to look good in the suit on Sunday.
I need my cardigans to fit.
You know what I mean?
No, now that you say it that way, you guys are still awful.
We're trying to help you.
Awful.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah. Well done, Adam.
Yeah, calling Adam, in. Keep your mouth shut, bro.
I mean, come on. There he is.
Couldn't.
Man,
I'll tell you what.
Stitches.
Bring
it back
screen,
to Goodfellas.
Couldn't screen I mean, everything.
Keep your mouth shut. That's don't a, tell on your friends.
Our screener is a sieve.
We're getting dry ice.
Our
he's
screener
be in that
is
truck.
A sieve.
Yeah, you're going to be like Carbone.
Carbone when you get done.
The end of the
I'll
show.
Just finish this up. Since we are talking about gangster movies. Tomorrow, after I wake up and I come in here, if I see Lou Malnati's pizza on my desk, I'll know I have a partner. If I don't, I know I won't.
Well, Rich, you don't want that.
If I don't wake up, if I wake up tomorrow and do not see Lou Malnati's pizza in some form on my desk, I know I have no partners. Okay?
That's fair.
It'll fall
all right?
on your desk.
And
though.
Then I will come and socially distance, kiss you like Michael on Fredo, and we'll be done. That's how serious I'm taking this pizza problem.
Never go against the family.
Just don't go
again
with Fredo.
What's the matter with you people? Thanks to Greg Sankey, Bruce Arians, Ryan Phillippe, and Lindsey Vonn. Jay Billis will join us tomorrow to get us ready for the draft, and so will Darius Miles and Quentin Richardson. That's on tomorrow's edition of The Rich Eisen Show. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in a new virtual room, collaborate live, building ideas on the same page, and see more of your team on screen at once. Learn more at Microsoft.com/Teams.